Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Thursday night, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. In our spirit, we already know Him. The problem is learning to hear Him, having our senses quickened, having whatever interferences there are between our soul and our spirit so that we can take full advantage in our soul and even in our body of the communication that is already taking place spirit to spirit. When we talk about being in God's personal presence, we're talking about relationship. This is not for teaching or meeting some kind of an obligation or even having our needs met. That's already been done. When we talk about any relationship, it's an ongoing event after event after event. Sometimes there's long quietness in between. Sometimes there's misunderstandings. But through it all, there's that common goal, common, almost magnetic drawing back. So when we are talking about understanding and being a part of God's personal presence and even doing what is necessary to experience and live in that personal presence, we're acknowledging relationship. You are in a relationship with God. He is your Father. He is your source of life. He is your head. He is your Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, and everything in between. He not only has filled your spiritual needs, but is drawing you and making you able to receive Him in your soul so that you can have your soulical needs and physical needs met as well. When we're talking about His presence, sometimes we will have some kind of a signal, whether it's a quickening heartbeat or a sense of something literal in the room, that He is making Himself present to our senses. But often we won't have any realization or recognition that He is present to our natural senses and sometimes to our soulical senses. That doesn't mean anything because He is always present. But we want to know Him more, as much as He wants to reveal Himself to us more. Last week, we talked about experiencing God's personal presence. and how experiencing God's personal presence now is eternal life. And we spent some time talking about cultivating quietness, how the core process or procedure that we can do, our contribution, is to cultivate and focus gently on a changed lifestyle, a changed life, a quiet life. Now, does that mean that if you've got kids, you can't let them scream? Or there can be no noise? No, the quiet is on the inside. Now, a lot of times to get there, we have to quiet the outside. But the final quiet will be on the inside. So if you have any questions about what we've already talked about or that you'd like us to address, 718-664-6988. And we'll see if we can address it on air. God's personal presence requires cultivating quietness. And the result of that is to experience God's personal presence as rest. For instance, when Moses was assigned his ministry to free God's people, he asked God for someone to go with him. God could have assigned all the resources and all the power of the universe. He could have assigned him an army. He could have assigned him his angels. He could have given him magical powers. He could have given him the Holy Spirit. But he didn't. He promised instead two things. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Not power, not wealth, not creativity, not organization, not favor, not victory. But that his presence would go with him and that he would be given rest. Now, because God's presence went with him and he was given rest, he also received power, wealth, creativity, organization, favor, victory. But rest, or the freedom from self-effort, is what enabled Moses to do what God asked him to do. Okay? Again, rest is the freedom from self-effort. And even for us, rest is different than it was for Moses. Moses did not have access to what we have access to who we have access to. So we should have much greater rest. We look back at so many of the Old Testament leaders and examples and what they accomplished, and we aren't even measuring up. As far as relationship with God, we need to know him and allow him to reveal himself on his terms. There's that thirst, that hunger that comes from tasting God. Once we have experienced him, we want to experience him more. We talk about being salt and light. But what does salt do? A lot of people say, well, it's a preservative. We're here on this earth to preserve the earth. But what does salt do? It makes you thirsty. What does light do? It draws you to its comfort, to its security. So, just as God is salt and light to us, we in turn are salt and light to others. Are you thirsty? Are you drawn to God? Don't let anything stand in the way. Deal with it. Go to God. God, I just really can't. Every time I try to seek you, this is what comes up. What can I do about it? And he will tell you. And he will put in your hands whatever you need to deal with whatever interferences are there. But don't settle for anything less than rest. Now, God's personal presence is also a shelter. The more we get to know God, the more we are able to recognize and appreciate his protection and care. His presence provides a refuge from the criticism, rejection, and slander that often comes our way, but not by preventing it, but by providing a safe place to receive healing and encouragement. We think God's protection keeps us from getting hurt. But his shelter is a place to return to at night after the battle has been won, or even while it's ongoing. But it's not a place to hide. It's a shelter in the midst of the storm. It's not a place to pitch our tent permanently. He is our home. His presence provides a shelter. We're on a way. We have a path that we are walking on. We each have our own path and our own way. But they all lead to that light. Now, God's personal presence is also a resort. His personal presence within provides a place of refreshment and rejuvenation. Whenever we are stressed, when we're overworked, when we're weary and tired, his spirit refreshes and restores our soul. Just as a relaxing vacation refreshes and restores our body. So just as it's important to make sure your body does get that R&R, that relaxation and recreation, being rejuvenated and refreshed in our soul is at least, if not more, important. We recognize that physically we need to sleep every day. And that if we don't sleep, we're a little off for the rest of the day. And yet, how often do we go to sleep and our mind is still going a million miles an hour? Or our emotions are still, you know, right up there, ready to spike at the least little thing. We're worn out and we're numb. Or we're just looking back at the things we've done. We need to keep going. We're not ready to go to bed. We're trying to be productive. We need to let our soul rest and relax and be ministered to by God's personal presence. Now, some may feel guilty about this, about letting God minister to your soul. That's what He's there for. Remember, His nature is to give. His desire is to give to you. As we resist His gift, we are rejecting Him. Let Him minister to your soul. Let Him minister to your mind. Bring those thoughts under control. He's going to do it. You can't do it in your own strength. You can only cooperate with Him. Bring those emotions under His control. Let them come down to zero. Let them just float there. They're going to go up, they're going to go down. We want them at zero. Likewise, our decision-making, the choices we make, our being active, having to fill our time. Be willing to be quiet and still. And just as so often, it is so hard for so many of us that are just so busy during the rest of the week, when a vacation or even sometimes just a weekend comes along, we have a hard time just relaxing and letting our body really be refreshed. There's so much to do. We need to take care of the things at the house, or we need to be involved in raising the kids, or we really have so much more. If we could really get some work done over the weekend, then we wouldn't have so much work during the week. And yet our bodies need to rest and relax. And so does our soul. And if we don't, the same thing happens to our soul as happens to our body. It breaks down. I wonder if so much of that depression that seems to be accelerating, not only in the world, but throughout Christianity, is because we're not allowing God to minister and heal us in our soul. Now, in our bodies, we know, hey, it hurts. We go to a doctor, we get a pill so it feels better. But are we just hiding our symptoms? Is that pain in our body an indication that there's something else wrong? Either that we're asking too much of our physical bodies, or that our body is trying to make up for what is going on in our soul. So start thinking about God's personal presence as a vacation, a cruise, going to a resort, going to a beach house, whatever's comforting and relaxing to you. And just being in His presence, let it transform whatever's wrong and let Him pick and choose and minister to you. He knows you need it, and He's there to meet that need. Now, on the other hand, God's personal presence is active. Rather than focusing inward to know ourselves, we focus inward where our spirit is to know God. Introspection is paying attention to ourselves, our soul, our needs, whereas acknowledging and experiencing His personal presence is paying attention to God. As we focus our attention internally on His personal presence, we may or may not notice what activity we are participating in the natural realm. In this way, we carry on our daily activities and still maintain our soul, spirit, communion with God. We can be doing a crossword puzzle, teaching calculus, flying a jet, and still be experiencing God's personal presence. This experience of living out of the Spirit is something that is better experienced by each of us. My description of it is never going to put into words what that experience is like. You need to experience it for yourself. His personal presence is better felt than telt. But once you experience it, you'll never be fooled by imitations. And this is one of the reasons that our enemies put up so many roadblocks. It's because once we experience the peace, the excitement, the joy, the satisfaction, the contentment, the anticipation, the seeing into God's heart and knowing what He has for us and what He has planned for the future. Once we experience being in His presence and seeing things from His perspective and being held by Him, nothing in this world can entice us away. So our enemies will try everything they can, that's the world, the flesh, and the devil, to prevent our experiencing His personal presence to begin with. And even after we've experienced it, they can't mask it. So they'll try to plant lies. Oh, that was just a one-time thing. Well, in order to experience that again, you're going to have to give up what's your favorite things in this world. Oh, to feel that again, you're never going to be able to measure up to what He has, what He's expecting of you. Or that really wasn't Him. Or that wasn't so great. It's not like it lasted. It didn't solve any of your problems, did it? You're still in the same crummy marriage, crummy job, crummy life. And so we have to be aware of the strategies of our enemies. Because once we are bitten by the presence bug, once we are enticed, and once we become thirsty to know him and commit that we will not settle for anything less, we are an enemy to our enemies. So let's accept that challenge and know that the more we are focused on knowing him and we desire his presence, we desire to know him in reality, we're willing to take on our enemies. Now, God's personal presence is also objective. As we become more and more aware of our spirit nature, our soul is brought into submission to our spirit, and we become less and less reliant on our emotions, as well as less reliant on our understanding and our actions in order to confirm or encourage ourselves that we are in that relationship with God. We have not been this way before, none of us. And though we can encourage one another along the way, each of us is developing a unique relationship with God that may or may not be able to be confirmed by a response in our soul. In other words, we may not feel any closer to God or understand or learn more about him. And he may or may not change our outward activities as part of our resting in his presence. Nevertheless, we know that since knowing us is his idea, he is both drawing us to him and removing all barriers according to his schedule and his plan. So his personal presence is objective. It's not something that we're going to wonder about. It's not something we're wishful thinking or, oh, is that it? He makes himself known to us plainly and clearly, objectively, measurably. We see where we are now and we look back and we see change. And we know we can only attribute that change to God's presence in our lives. So we'll be continuing talking about God's presence next Thursday. If you have any questions that you'd like addressed or any comments, feel free to email me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Or you can visit our blog at wecanprepare.org and leave a comment or a question, and we'll be happy to get back with you. Just as a reminder, on this Saturday, we have a schedule change. Our usual time is 10 a.m., and we're moving it up an hour so everyone can get out and be about their beautiful summer weekend vacations. So at 9 o'clock, we'll be getting back together for the question and answer, and we've been talking about the series, Developing Supernatural Goals. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great evening.